The Cape Breton Regional Municipality Councillor representing New Waterford is looking to establish a task force to address the impacts of drugs, crime, and mental health in the community. At this week's Committee of the Whole meeting, District 11 Councillor Darren O'Quinn put forward a motion for Council to consider reaching out to the province's Ministers of Health and Wellness and Mental Health and Addictions, as well as the Attorney General and Minister of Justice and Minister of Opportunities and Development, to establish a New Waterford Community Crisis Response Task Force in collaboration with the municipality and community partners. The motion also requests that CBRM Mayor Cecil Clark request the Federal Minister of Public Safety and Sydney Glace Bay MP Mike Kellaway to formalize support for crime prevention and intervention programming. O'Quinn's motion comes in light of a recent town meeting in New Waterford addressing the impacts of drugs, crime, and mental health in the community. Over 600 people attended, with some speaking up to share concerns with increased drug use and criminal activity, as well as share stories about mental health and addiction struggles. At the Committee of the Whole meeting, O'Quinn spoke about why he wants to set up the task force and about the impact of the town meeting.
There are growing concerns about drugs, crime, property damage, and the fear and frustration these issues are creating for residents. A community meeting was held on Wednesday, August 19th, 2026, with well over 600 citizens in attendance. This meeting was an opportunity to talk openly about the concerns being raised, but more importantly, to begin looking at what can be done about them. The Cape Breton Regional Police Service, CBRM Mayor, Police Commission Chair, MLA for Cape Breton, Senator Whitney Peer, and myself as Councillor for District 11 were present to hear what the community are seeing, what challenges they are facing, and what steps can be taken. Many councillors attended in support for the community meeting, focused on practical actions that can make a difference quickly, including increased police visibility, identifying problem areas, improving reporting and communication, and looking at municipal actions that can help make the Waterford safer. It was recognized that addressing drugs and crime requires both accountability and compassion. Addressing criminal activity and public safety concerns also need to identify and address the underlying issues of addiction, poverty, housing, and access to support. The meeting was not about blaming individuals or groups. It was about the community coming together to identify problems, share ideas, and find solutions.
He says politicians at every level need to get involved, and spoke about what's been done since the town meeting.
Since the meeting, I've had some very productive meetings with our MLA, with Minister Comer. I've had a conversation with Minister Horton-Greek as well. They're all committed to being part of the solution. And I think we're gonna hear some positive announcements in the next few weeks from all these people as well. And I'd also like to thank council for coming. I think there's 2/3 of council, or maybe even more, at that meeting. So that meant a lot to have council there supporting me as well. The police chief, interim police chief, Steve McKinnon, he said we're going to see an increased visibility in police, and he stepped up big time. And I just want to thank him personally. We've seen officers walking the beat. We've seen officers on bikes in our town. We've had numerous arrests, and it's really, people are really starting to notice the difference in the Waterford. Starting to feel safer. I mean, we're not there yet, but we're heading in the right direction for sure.
Council voted unanimously to support the motion. They'll now look to lend their support to engage CBRM administration, the province, and federal government to respond to what O'Quinn describes as a crisis in New Waterford. Following the Committee of the Whole meeting, Mayor Cecil Clark spoke more about what his role is going forward and what they'll need from the province.
My job on behalf of council is to say, Premier, we have a crisis and we want to be part of a partnership to solve that, but we need the Premier to dedicate and put together the various ministries that are required to be able to address this in a very proactive way, in a collaborative way. And it isn't a singular one-off to one department. This is a multi-department matter. And to do that, I think it should be done in a constructive way, no differently. The federal government's more streamlined in terms of Public Safety Canada. MP Kellaway has already followed up with the minister and the department and looking at resources for crime intervention and prevention that would be more specific to the CBRM-wide as for service providers, particularly targeting youth and vulnerable populations. But when it comes to the provincial response, when we start talking about opportunity social development, what used to be community services, when you look at justice, when you look at addictions and mental health, the Department of Health and Wellness, if there isn't a task force or people assigned to that, we'll be chasing around, bureaucracy rather than tackling the problem at hand, and that's the crisis within New Waterford. I have no reason to believe from all the response from the ministers that that won't be the case, but it's important to formalize this, and as a result of that, I will be setting to getting that correspondence out as of tomorrow.
Meanwhile, District 9 Councilor Steve Parsons has called a meeting to discuss concerns with crime in the Howie Center community. He'll be joined by Cape Breton Regional Police Constable and Community Outreach Officer Gary Frazier to discuss potentially setting up a neighborhood watch program for Howie Center and the surrounding area. They'll also discuss issues such as speeding, motorbike use, and suspicious individuals in the area. The meeting gets underway tonight at 6 p.m. at the Howie Center Fire Hall. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.